What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Picker, host of the Paul Picker Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Don't forget that this video is pre-recorded. The video version will go to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, and I stream it live on Twitch and several Twitter accounts that I have as well. And then I also take the audio version and upload it to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Don't forget Dizzle Brand. As you see, Dizzle shirt on my shirt. You can get that at DizzleBrand.com. Go to the merchandise store, and you can also get a bottle of Dizzle Brand under our locations. But let's get into a word for PromoPalace.biz before I get into the video I'm going to react to. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Here we go.
For music marketing and promotion, then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. You see it scrolling below. Get marketing and promotions at promopalace.biz. All right, let's get into it. This is a video where they had the LGBTQ nuns at the Dodger Stadium. Basically, nobody shows up to watch the game but protesters, and I think about 1,000 or more show up outside to protest and whatnot. Let's get into it.
Like this? Honored? Awarded? Celebrated? There is no equality in mocking women religious. No tolerance in hate. No pride in anti-Catholic bigotry. Mocking Christians is not the Dodger way.
Several days later.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Before he gets into that, before he gets into his boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boyos, I mean, you can see clearly nobody showed up. Like, people are tired of you trying to force this stuff on them. They're tired of you trying to force this stuff on them. Like, you know, let people choose if they want to support this kind of stuff. And the fact that these are LGBTQ nuns, they're actually mocking Catholics. They're mocking Catholics and nuns. There's a lot of people that ain't going to like that. I can tell you damn near all of South America ain't going to like that. A lot of Europe ain't going to like that. The Vatican ain't going to like that. Rome, a lot of places ain't going to like that. There's a lot of Catholics in the world. But let's keep it moving.
It turns out that Pride Night for the LA Dodgers featuring the woke anti-Christian nuns, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who were uninvited, then re-invited back to Dodger Stadium so that they could be honored amid backlash. Massive Christian backlash against what, again, is a mockery towards the religion, more specifically, Catholicism. And you've had MLB players even speak out about the fact that the LA Dodgers were considering honoring these nuns, these woke nuns. I mean, they are, they did, no one showed up, right? But yeah, you had MLB players speak out against this because, again, this is a mockery of religion. Take a look.
Trevor, why did you feel so strongly that you wanted to make that statement?
It had to be said. We cannot stand idly by while our Lord gets mocked. And before I hit send, you know, you try and do as much research as you can, right? You see the horrific videos that were posted of them. You read about what they were trying to do. These things that are deeply offensive to us. And then you see that, well, they're doing these things. They're raising money for this, that, and the other. They've been doing it for over 30 years. But it was the point when the Dodgers re-invited them after knowing very well what they've been doing for the last 30 years.
To give them a community hero award.
Correct. And at that point, I looked at the Dodgers code of conduct. I'm like, look, or the Dodgers fan code of conduct. And it said, you cannot wear anything or say anything that goes against anybody's age, gender, creed, religion. And at that point, it was like, this is going against their code of conduct. It's a blatant anti-Catholic message that they're sending.
It's a blatant hypocrisy and double standard. That's what it is. That's what he meant to say. See, these people always try to tiptoe around things. I'm not going to tiptoe around things. I don't have a dog in this fight, really, because I'm not a Christian or a Catholic. But my sister and brother-in-law and their kids are Christians. They're not Catholics, but they're Christians. This is where the double standard comes in. Something he said is, he finds it offensive. Well, that's the problem with this hypocrisy and double standard. Like, people, Democrats, liberals, progressives, you know, they always talk about things that are offensive. But, you know, when somebody else is offended, doesn't count, apparently, to them. That's where the double standard hypocrisy comes in. Like, they only care about things that they find offensive. And anything you find offensive, oh, as far as they're concerned, you better just get over and deal with it. If not, you're a homophobe, transphobe, a racist, a bigot. Every little label they could name you on. But it's like, people get sensitive over all types of things. So this idea that, oh, you know, you get sensitive over something, then all hell breaks loose. But if this guy gets sensitive over something which has to do with religion, oh, he's got to just deal with it because he's a homophobe, a transphobe, a bigot. It's a double standard. It's an hypocrisy. Let's keep it moving.
Regardless of how much, you know, quote unquote, good they've been doing in their community. But when I saw how deeply offensive it was, doing awful things to the cross, doing awful things about Stations of the Cross. Like, it's just, it became a point where these negatives are not, they shouldn't be honored, and they shouldn't mock a certain group.
Yeah, so you see, now you heard that. A lot of people are just not cool with this, okay? They're taking this too far, okay? We know that the LA Dodgers would never honor a group that mocks the LGBTQ community because that's bigotry and hate, right? Mocking the LGBTQ community is bigotry and hate, but mocking religion or Christians more specifically, that's fair game, right? That's just
case closed. I mean, that's what I just said, right? Oh, it's okay, you know, like when they're sensitive about something, oh, hell breaks loose, you know, you're a racist, bigot, you know, transphobe, but, you know, if you're sensitive about something, deal with it. Like you said, fair game, because you're still going to be labeled as a racist, transphobe, bigot, homophobe, all those things, and nobody's scared of homosexuals or trans. You just don't have to accept them, and you don't have to support them just because people want to force these ideologies and views upon people. Let's keep it moving.
Satire. Again, it reminds me of the race conversation, okay? Being racist against blacks is racist. Being racist against whites is just social justice, okay? Yep. Again, it's just amazing how this works, okay? We are truly living in upside-down world. But like I told you guys, people are pissed. They're upset. They're not taking it. And conservatives, more specifically religious conservatives, are standing up to this nonsense. They're standing up to the fact that they see the writing on the wall when it comes to the attack on freedom of religion in this country. Okay, we've done stories about Muslims standing up, and I think it's time for Christians to stand up. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, did Christians or Catholics, right? They showed out at this protest. Okay, they want to call it a prayer, not a protest, but they showed out at Dodger Stadium to push back against this group of woke nuns being honored. And boy, I'm telling you, they showed out in the thousands. Probably more people at the protest than the stadium. But before we get in there, I just want to let you guys know, if you like my channel, you want to support my channel, you
can check out my merch.
For example, my signature racist mug, which is a daily reminder of the 2023 definition of racist, according to the left, which is anybody who disagrees with the Democrat Party. Basically, it also has my logo on the back. You can grab one of these mugs at my website, gformabcp.com. Get 20% off using discount code TEAMBCP. So without further ado, roll the clip.
We begin with a large protest outside Dodger Stadium over the decision to honor a controversial group of Pride Night.
Hundreds of people making their voices heard even before the first pitch. Eyewitness News reporter Michelle Fisher live outside Dodger Stadium with more on what has some Catholics so upset. Michelle?
Well, there are thousands, a few thousand people here for this demonstration, a protest. One person telling us, though, it is more like a prayer service or a prayer vigil because they do come with a peaceful message, but they are making their message and their voices heard loud and clear. I'm going to actually step a bit out of the way so you can see what's going on behind me. This is Stadium Way. So a lot of people that are making their way to tonight's Pride events will have to pass this protest on their way to the stadium. They actually, this group, getting ready to march to the stadium right now around 5 o'clock. They tell me they'll be walking up the street to the stadium carrying their signs and voicing their message. We also want to take a look at some Air 7 HD video to give you a look of what it looks like overhead and how large this crowd is overhead and what it looks like as, again, a few thousand protesters, many of them Catholics, are marching in response to the group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, being included in tonight's Dodgers Pride Night.
So let's pray.
You know what? Let me stop for a second. This makes me think of something I've always said. When I want to watch sports, I don't want politics involved. And when you try to force your ideologies and views on people, then it becomes political. Like when people want to be entertained, when they're going to watch entertainment event, which is sports, they don't want you forcing your views and ideologies on them. I mean, who the fuck do people think they are to just try to, you know, it's like you're such hypocrites because y'all don't want Christians forcing Christianity on you. You don't want Catholics forcing you to be Catholic or Islam being forced on you or any of these religions. You don't, you know, I definitely don't like when the Jehovah's Witness come knocking on my door trying to, you know, force religion on me. But they're trying to force this LGBTQ community upon people, trying to force them to support it and accept it. And there's some people in society that would just never accept it. Like, I accept it as gay people and lesbians and gays and stuff. Do I accept transgenderism? I'll never accept it and I'll never support it. Will I support gays or lesbians? No, I don't support it because I don't agree with it. Just because I accept something doesn't mean that I have to still agree with it. It's disgusting. It goes against the laws of nature, which is natural law, which has nothing to do with religion, but religion and natural law do agree on, like reproduction is done with a man and a woman, you know, procreation, reproduction, and anything else really goes against the laws of nature. It's not about going against the laws of God or the laws of man. It goes against the laws of nature. Let's keep it moving.
So it's important to understand that this is a prayer and not a protest. We're basically praying for the so-called nuns.
This group of a few thousand demonstrators is being vocal tonight about their issues with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence and the group's inclusion in Dodgers Pride Night.
We should be tolerant of everybody. Likewise, they should be tolerant of our faith and our feelings.
Shirts and signs.
You hear that? See, that's why I like this. Like, what I'm seeing right now is one political side of the spectrum that is willing to have a civil discussion about these things. Like he said, we're not here to protest them. We're here to pray for them because they need help. They need help. They have issues. People who got to dress up like that will never be happy with this. They're never going to be happy. And I will argue that these people will never be happy. It's like nothing is never enough. Like, When I hear the ideas of gay rights, it's so bogus to me. Gay people have all the same rights that heterosexuals have. You know, it's so bogus to me when I hear these things like transgender rights. Transgender have all the rights that everybody else has. You know, people just saying that you're not allowed to, you don't get to indoctrinate their kids with transgenderism. Or the LGBTQ community, you don't get to indoctrinate their kids. Only people get to that have the kids get to indoctrinate the kids. You know, and if the kid decides they want to indoctrinate themselves when they turn 18 and move out, that's on them. You know, but whoever puts the roof over the head, the food in the belly, and the clothes on the back, that's who gets to indoctrinate the kids. You don't get to indoctrinate somebody else's kids because you don't agree with their religion or their views, and you want to force. Really, the whole reason that they're trying to indoctrinate kids is because they can't indoctrinate all the adults. And some they can. Some they can because some of them are complete idiots and morons, and they'll just listen to anything you tell them. They'll believe anything you tell them. But, you know, if you're a truth seeker like me, you're not going to be able to indoctrinate me, you know, with your make-believe ideologies and views. Let's keep it moving.
Sprinkled in the crowd, calling for a boycott of the Dodgers after the team invited the Sisters to accept a Community Hero Award as part of tonight's festivities.
The Dodgers are doing, allowing this group to be here. It goes against the Catholic faith.
If they were to do that with a Muslim group, no one would put up with that.
Sisters telling KABC.
I'm glad he said that because I've been saying this, that Muslims are definitely not going to go along with this transgenderism. They're going to push back even harder than Christians. So he's making a great point. Like Christians, a lot of Christians in America are only Christians one day a week. Muslims are Muslims 7 days a week, man. It's not part of their life. It is their life. Like for Christians, it's just part of their life for most of them.
At last week's Angels Pride Night, the entire house plans to attend tonight's Dodgers game. This after a controversial back and forth that saw the Sisters initially invited by team, then uninvited, then finally re-invited amid backlash. Inside the stadium, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts addressing the controversy.
I do think that we should still all be able to coexist. And for me...
No. This is why we can't coexist with this because it's not reality. Like this whole transgenderism, man. See, it goes further than just this. And you can't, like, this is the thing. You're trying to force people to support something that they don't want to support. No, you can't coexist with people trying to force you to support something that you don't want to support. You can't coexist with people trying to force their ideologies and views on you that you don't agree with or that you don't support. You can't coexist with this. You know, there was a time when they wasn't trying to force this on people. Now they're trying to force it upon people. No, I can't. You can't coexist with people trying to force something upon you that you don't agree with, that you don't accept, and that you don't support. You know, no, man. It clearly shows you that nobody's showing up inside the stadium, that people are tired of this stuff being forced upon them. We can only coexist if you're not trying to force it upon people. I repeat, We can only coexist when you're not trying to force it upon people. But that's not what's going on. You're trying to indoctrinate kids. You're trying to force everybody to accept and support Pride Month across the board. And no, it's not going to happen. Let's keep it moving.
It just always goes back to loving everyone. And as the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, a baseball team, we welcome anyone that comes through these gates to support our ball club.
Okay, that's fine. But you don't have to force them to support things that they don't want to support. Pass your ball club. That's the problem with this jackass and moron's reaction. Yes, you can show, you can love and support anybody that comes through to support your team, but you don't have to force your fans to support things that they don't want to support. And that's what y'all doing. That's what y'all are doing here. What a
Now, Air 7, I understand, is still overhead. You can see the group of demonstrators now making their way up Stadium Way and going to Dodger Stadium again as they carry signs, crosses. They're wearing shirts that say boycott the Dodgers. This just really a tremendous show of support here for Catholics. Back out here live, you can see the demonstrators and protesters as they're making their way, some of them addressing the camera and waving as they make their way up Stadium Way. Our viewers might remember last week's Angels Pride Night and the response that was there. One of the people we spoke with then telling us that they would have a tremendous show of support tonight. Someone was here all the way from Ireland, other individuals from Texas. So we will have another live report coming up at 6 o'clock as we keep an eye on this this prayer here. They want to make it known that it's not a protest. It's not not a demonstration. So this prayer here.
So you seen that, you heard that. Oh, you have more people outside of the stadium than inside of the stadium. Again, more people showed up to protest this than the people showed up to the game to actually support these nuns while they were being honored for Pride Night. Again, it shows you that the tide is turning. Maybe the tide is turning against the woke extremism going on in this country. Because, again, we all know that there's a double standard here in regards to what's allowed and what's not allowed. Okay, LA Dodgers are choosing to honor a group that they would never honor if the roles were reversed. Again, if there was a group that was mocking the LGBTQ community, it doesn't matter how much community service they've done, okay? Yeah. You know that LA Dodgers would not be honoring them, okay? And the LA Dodgers caved to woke pressure to honor them on Pride Night anyways, and then guess what? The woke revolutionaries that pressured them to do it didn't even show up, right? They didn't even show up to the ceremony that honored the woke nuns. Again, it's just amazing how that works, okay? It's the same thing with the WNBA. The woke revolutionaries claim to support women's sports so much, they want to boohoo, whine, and complain about women not getting paid enough, but then they don't show up to the games. They don't show up to support these people that they claim they love so much. It's just amazing how we see this time and time and time and time again. But again,
you know what? And I got to stop him right there. It's like, makes me think about the Bud Light boycott. If these people really cared about these brands that are showing support to Pride, while conservatives are boycotting it, Democrats and liberals would be going and buying a ton of it. But that's not what's happening. That is clearly not what's happening. And, you know, all this boils down to is when people go to be entertained, they just want to be entertained. They don't want you to force them to support something they don't want to support and force your views and ideologies on people. And, you know, like, Pride Night now is really pretty much almost like heterosexual hate. Because I was talking with somebody and we were just talking about, like, how you got, like, gay children that hate their heterosexual parents. Anybody that's gay that hates somebody that hates heterosexuals is dumb in a bag of bricks, because you wouldn't be here living without heterosexuals. Heterosexuals are the procreators and reproducers of life, not the LGBTQ community. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Stop trying to force us to support things that we don't support, that we don't agree with. And part of that, I'm not going to accept. Like I said, I never accept transgenderism. I accept it as homosexuals and lesbians. Do I agree with them? Do I support them? No, never. Let me take that back. I don't support them to the extent that, like, I'm supporting them being gay. Like, I like Dave Rubin as a content creator, and I support his channel, and I support him as a content creator. But even Dave Rubin doesn't even, like, he doesn't think there should be Pride Month or Pride Day or anything of that nature, you know? And it's just an hypocrisy, because if I said heterosexual pride, that'd be considered hate. You know, like, somebody can't be proud to be heterosexual. Once again, I thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.